It was just after 4 when the nightmare began. The time in between had already felt slow and strange. It was as if Aunt Mary's heavily ticking clocks were measuring a different, slower time than that in the world outside. Used to Kate's brisk movements, Minty thought that even Aunt Mary herself was moving in another, slower dimension. She moved like someone underwater, or in a dream. Minty went up to her room to listen to her tapes. Kate had bought her some headphones the previous day. "I don't think your aunt'll want to hear your 100 best tunes from morning to night," she'd said. The room felt very hot, so Minty opened both the casement windows wide and leaned out for a breath of air. The sun struck a white blaze from the roof of the orangery beyond the wall. Minty's gaze moved to the left and the church tower, where those tiny gold pennants glinted, motionless. "I know one place where I could get cool," she thought. But she would not go there again, not yet. Secrets, she knew, could not be forced. They unfurled if you gave them time, slowly, like petals. You could not own them just for the asking. Either they gave themselves to you, or they didn't. "After all," she thought, "if I have a secret, I don't have to tell anyone if I don't want to. Nobody in the world would know unless I wanted them to. They wouldn't even guess I had a secret. And I have, already. I know about the cold wind blowing by the corner of the church." It was a shock to see Aunt Mary suddenly before her, lips moving but soundless. Hastily, Minty pulled away the headphones. "Sorry, were you calling me? I couldn't hear, with these on."
"Why not?" Aunt Mary sounded suspicious. "I've been calling for ages. What are they?"
"Phones," Minty told her. "When I've got them on, I can hear the music, but nothing else."